Okay, Chris Johnson here with another module. We're going to talk about demo videos. I'm going to give you some basic things to consider for demo videos from my standpoint, what has worked well for me, and I'm going to kind of push back a little bit about some of the popular things that are being done in demo videos now. So first of all, when I do demo videos, I will have a mixture of short clips and long clips, clips from different shows, along with a talking headshot of me, an animated logo, and some background music. Let me break this all down. My demo videos are typically anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes long, maybe six or even longer, and that is longer than a lot of people recommend. And they're talking about, when people talk about having really short demo videos of like a minute or so long, they're talking about YouTube views. YouTube views, they typically, people want short videos on YouTube, and I get that. We're talking about your site here. I've had many people over the years compliment me on my demo videos because my shows look so good. It gives them a really good flavor for what I do and offers enough information, enough of a demonstration, you know, pardon the pun, to help them make a decision. So mine tend to be a little bit longer. So here's what I do. I start off with an animated version of my logo. I had my logo animated. Chris Johnson's Amazing School Assemblies and Library Programs. I had that logo designed by a gifted graphic designer. And I took the logo and I had it animated by a guy on Fiverr, and it's like $12, and they got me a really good animation. So my demo video starts off, and if you want that demo video animated logo guy, just contact me and I'll give you his information. But so my demo video starts off with an animated version of my logo, and then I'll have, I'm not going to go into all the transitions and everything, it's too complex for this kind of a recording, but then I'll go into like a title card of the show logo itself, and I do have a separate show logo for every one of my programs, one for science, one for character ed, one for reading, everything. Every show has its own logo, and then I've got my main logo about my main business. So my main logo comes up as animated, a title card comes up with my show logo, and then it opens up on a shot of me in my studio against one of my backdrops, and it's well lit. I've got a lighting kit that I can recommend to you. It's like whatever, $80. I don't know if that's the price now, but I got it during the pandemic. I'm against one of my colorful backdrops, which helps really show me in a positive light, and I'm talking to the camera about some of the benefits of my show. I'm thanking people for visiting my website. I'm talking to them like a person. And I tell them what they're going to see. They're going to see clips from my website, and they'll get an idea of how I captivate the children, how entertaining they are. And it's like maybe like 30 seconds to 45 seconds to maybe a minute of describing the show, some of the basic concepts. So I try to keep it relatively short. And then we transition to live clips from shows. I'll have like a montage of like 3 or 4 clips that are like a couple of seconds long each, till they can hear the kids reacting and me in front of multiple audiences. And then I will usually transition to between 2 and 3 longer clips, where the clips might be like 30 seconds to 45 seconds each, where they get a flavor of my speaking ability, some of the reactions from the kids, some of the laughter, and then usually the climax of a trick. I just saw one gentleman's demo video. I'm not going to say who it was. And it showed these weird clips of him getting ready to do a ring routine, holding up his rope and displaying it and everything in this montage. And it was really odd. I'm like, when you're doing a demo video, you want to have your clips most of the time be a climax of a routine or part of a routine. Because without context, without seeing the whole routine, having like the classic example that somebody once pointed out to me about 20 years ago at a Dave D conference, and it was a brilliant example of what not to include in a demo video, and be careful of this, that you don't want to have a clip of you cracking open an egg and everybody applauding. There's no context. So why is the audience applauding this guy cracking open an egg? They don't realize that early on in that clip you were doing Silk the Egg, which is a marvelous trick and I still love. So you have to make sure that the clips you show have enough context and yet are short enough not to draw out the routine and the video too long, but also provide that context so they see enough to know why this is amazing and entertaining. It's a really fine line to walk. I mean, think about your marquee tricks like Snowstorm, Mouth Coil, maybe a Cut and Restored rope routine, although even though I do a lot of rope routines, I don't think I would ever put a rope routine in my demo video because rope routines are so popular among magicians. I don't want people to think that all I'm doing is classics that they've seen the last guy do. That's just my own personal opinion. So, and then I will transition to, from these clips that are, again, 30, 45 seconds long each. If I've got them, I'll transition to some testimonials, like my main video on my homepage will transition to some video testimonials I got from school clients years ago. And then I'll transition to a call to action, you know, contact me, here's my website. And I include my website because my videos are hosted on YouTube. And then I will close the video with my logo animation. I'll get some copyright or some royalty-free music to use as a background, music to use throughout the entire video to kind of, you know, bridge everything together and give it that professional touch. And I like the headshot, going back to that for a second, I like the headshot because it's a nice way for me to have, you know, good quality sound with good lighting and show my video between that and the animation of the logo to be very professional. Because a lot of my show clips, you know, it's kind of echoey because I'm in a gym. You know, I'm not mic'd up properly for a video. I'm mic'd up properly for my audiences to hear me. Maybe the lighting isn't good if I'm in an auditorium stage or whatever. So that opening bit of me talking to the camera, I think is a really nice way to show me professional without jumping right into these out-of-context clips. Now, I'm also going to give you in this particular module a free SEO tip that I did not include in the original SEO module. I want to include it here. In the description, if you host your videos, and you don't have to host your videos on YouTube, but I do for this reason. YouTube is a wonderful way to get a backlink to your videos, a backlink to your site. Because YouTube and Google Google bought YouTube. I forget. But what you do is when you have your website hosted on your videos on YouTube, you include your URL to your website, not the domain, but the URL. That's the http://// your website address. You have that in the description. You have that in the description before your. Your phone number or anything else you put in the description. Most people don't even read the description of the videos. But because that URL is the first thing in the description, Google will scan it and go, oh, backlink to so-and-so's website. So it's an ethical way to get a backlink that I alluded to earlier when I was talking about backlinks and what a pain in the butt they were and everything. But consider that. Consider using your YouTube videos as backlinks back to your website. Now, a couple more things about demo videos. I've got one demo video on my homepage where I talk about and I show clips from all of my shows. And then on every show page, I've got clips from that specific show. So I've got a demo video for my bully show, a demo video for my character show, a demo video for my science show, and so on. So once again, I'm doing this because I'm hyper-serving my clients. Too many magicians, they put a little bit of vague copy on there, and they say, you know, contact me for more information. And then the information that is emailed out is very vague about the shows. Oh, I do a great show, I do these topics. But they don't do enough, in my opinion, to hyper-serve their clients and really show, hey, this is what I can do for you for this show. I think that's really important. I think that is so important. So have a homepage video, have a show separate, a video separate for every show that you offer. I've got a generic video I've got for my library shows when I talk about summer reading program. And I've also got demo videos for my more obscure library programs like my spirit show and things like that. And that's really nice because, again, I'm hyper-serving my clients. But don't underestimate that URL SEO technique I just taught you too. I mean, that has been a godsend for me as far as SEO. I mean, everything else I talked about in the SEO module is really super important, and that is most of what I work for now when I'm working with my clients and on myself. But again, that URL in the description of a YouTube video, so that's a really nice, easy way to get a backlink back to your website. So that's it for demo videos. There's not a lot to them, and you know I mentioned the testimonials and everything, the lighting, the mic. I'm going over my notes here, so yes, I got everything. Oh, a couple of things you don't want to do for your demo videos, and this is a growing trend that I see that I can't stand it. I don't know how the average viewer feels about this, but I see this growing trend in school show, magician demo videos where the demo video is like a minute or 2 minutes or even 3 minutes long, but there's no video. It's like a series of still shots with music, maybe a couple of title cards. And it's just, you know, people can see the pictures on your website. And when people look at a demo video, I think they're expecting to see a video. They can see you in action. They can hear the crowd respond. They can see the reactions, that kind of thing. But I really believe that you know, that having the just a video of still shots is a more of a detriment than a help for your videos. And by the way, another aspect of videos that you can include, but I don't want to stress it too much, is reaction shots. And the reason why I don't want to stress it too much is because many schools, you have to jump through a lot of hoops to allow their children to be photographed. So most of my, I've got a couple of reaction shots in my videos, but most of mine, you see the back of the kids' heads, you see me on stage, and you see volunteers up on stage with me, but I don't really have a tremendous amount of reaction shots in my demo videos. I wish I could get more, but it's just, it's getting to be, you know, with privacy concerns, you know, children who've been adopted and, you know, or maybe they're in foster homes and, you know, there's all these different, a litany of different things to consider before you even attempt to get reaction shots for your demo videos. So I hope that that helps. And we're going to move on now to the next module.